When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. This is episode 22, and today we're talking about hotels, booking into a hotel and getting the room that you want. I hope you enjoy the lesson.
Buenos días a todos y buenos días, Mark.
Hola, Cara. ¿Cómo estás hoy?
Yo muy bien. ¿Y tú? ¿Qué tal estás?
Fenomenal. ¿Por qué? Hoy hace muy buen tiempo aquí en Escocia.
The weather is great here in Scotland. After last week, when we said that we don't see much of the sun, we've had a full week of sunshine.
Bueno, no hace mucho calor, pero hace sol y estamos contentos.
Can you say that again?
Okay, no hace mucho calor, pero hace sol.
It's not very warm, but it's sunny.
Eso es. And then I went on to say, y estamos contentos.
And we're happy.
Exacto.
So we're back with another programme of Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 22.
This week and next week we're going to be tackling the topic of hotels and accommodation.
Sounds good to me.
Vale, Cara. ¿Estás lista para empezar?
Sí, Mark. Estoy lista para aprender español con Coffee Break Spanish.
Okay, so one of the first things that we are going to be needing to think about is the word for a reservation. And a reservation in Spanish is una reserva.
Una reserva.
Una reserva. A reservation. Now, in today's lesson, we're going to be using a lot of words and phrases that we've already learned in previous lessons. The first of these is I have. I have a reservation. How would you say I have?
Tengo.
Tengo, exactly, as in tengo un hermano. So, I have a reservation would be?
Tengo una reserva.
Tengo una reserva. Now, if you said tengo una reserva in a hotel reception, what's the first question that someone is likely to ask you?
What's your name?
Exactly, and how would they ask what is your name?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Okay. They may well ask, ¿cómo te llamas? But it's probably more likely that they would use the polite form. Can you remember, Cara, how you say, what is your name, using the polite form?
¿Cómo se llama?
¿Cómo se llama? ¿Cómo se llama? Or, ¿cómo se llama usted?
¿Cómo se llama usted?
Okay, let's repeat that. ¿Cómo se llama usted?
¿Cómo se llama usted?
Something else that you may want to say is we have a reservation. To say that, you would say tenemos una reserva.
Tenemos una reserva.
Tenemos. Tenemos is we have. Tenemos una reserva.
Tenemos una reserva.
Now, the other situation is obviously that you don't have a reservation, in which case you say no tengo reserva.
No tengo reserva.
No tengo reserva.
No tengo reserva.
Muy bien. Now, no tengo reserva. There's something a bit funny about that. Can you work out what it is?
You don't say una reserva?
Exacto. There's no word for una in there. When you don't have something, you just say, no tengo reserva. I don't have reservation. No tengo reserva.
No tengo reserva.
How would you say, we don't have a reservation?
No tenemos reserva.
No tenemos reserva. Muy bien. No tenemos reserva.
No tenemos reserva.
Excelente. Now, in today's lesson, as I've already said, we're going to be looking at lots of words and phrases that we've already learned in previous lessons, and putting them together, almost like a jigsaw puzzle, where we learn that one word can go with other words, but that you can also make up sentences with different combinations of words. We're going to start by looking at the word for a room. In Spanish, a room is una habitación.
Una habitación.
Muy bien. Una habitación.
Una habitación.
Now, a couple of things. One, in Latin American Spanish, you would say habitación.
Habitación.
Or in some parts of Latin America, you would talk about, instead of una habitación, un cuarto.
Un cuarto.
Un cuarto.
Un cuarto.
Okay. We'll stick with habitación in these examples. Let's put that together with a couple of other words that we already know. Thinking back to when we were ordering drinks, how do you say I want?
Quiero.
Quiero. Okay, so I want a room.
Quiero una habitación.
Exacto. Now, quiero una habitación is probably a little direct. I want a room. But it gets the message across, and it's using a new word, habitación, with a word that you already know, quiero. So, quiero una habitación, or in Latin America, quiero una habitación.
Quiero una habitación.
Yeah, okay, habitación in Spain, habitación in the parts of Latin America. Cara, can you think of a way to make this a bit more polite, a bit less direct?
By saying, por favor.
Por favor, at the end, exactly. Quiero una habitación, por favor.
Quiero una habitación, por favor.
Muy bien. Now, there's another way of making it more polite, and that is by using the word for I would like. And again, that's another word that we came across when we were doing drinks. Can you remember what I would like? It starts with a Q as well.
Quisiera.
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 Quisiera una habitación.
Quisiera una habitación. Por favor.
Muy bien, por favor, at the end to make it even more polite. Quisiera una habitación, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación, por favor.
Muy bien. Now, we're going to go on and learn different types of rooms and different types of requirements that you may have. But before we do, I'm going to ask you one further question. If you didn't want to say, I want a room or I would like a room, how would you say, do you have a room?
Tienes.
Tienes would be the informal version, tienes una habitación, but it's probably better to use the formal version, tiene or tiene usted. Tiene usted una habitación.
Tiene usted una habitación.
Muy bien. So that means you now have three different ways of asking for a room. Quiero una habitación.
Quiero una habitación.
Quisiera una habitación.
Quisiera una habitación.
And tiene usted una habitación.
Tiene usted una habitación.
Now, just to make it clear, quiero and quisiera both refer to I want or I would like. And tiene is referring to you, the formal version. Tiene una habitación. Do you have a room? Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter, and you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's go on and think a little bit more about the types of rooms that we might be wanting to ask for. Una habitación individual.
Una habitación individual.
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 Okay, individual. It's spelled exactly the same as individual in English. Individual means a single room. Una habitación individual.
Una habitación individual.
So let's put this into practice. How would you say, I want a single room, please?
Quisiera una habitación individual, por favor.
Okay, quisiera una habitación individual would be I would like. Okay, they're really polite, or the more polite version. I want would be quiero una habitación individual. Okay, pero es la misma, casi la misma cosa. It's almost the same thing. Let's move on. A double room. Una habitación doble.
Una habitación doble.
Una habitación doble.
Una habitación doble.
And if you're in Latin America, una habitación doble.
Una habitación doble.
Or un cuarto doble.
Un cuarto doble.
A double room can mean a variety of things in Spanish-speaking countries, so you may want to be more specific. You may want to ask, una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio. Let's repeat that last part. Con cama de matrimonio.
Con cama de matrimonio.
Okay, now, what do you think matrimonio has got something to do with?
Marriage?
Marriage, wedding, yeah. Matrimonio is literally a wedding, a marriage. So, cama de matrimonio is...
a bed of marriage.
A bed of marriage, that's right. So, it's a double bed, okay? Cama de matrimonio.
Cama de matrimonio.
Okay, and equally, you could say in certain parts... cama matrimonial.
Cama matrimonial.
Okay, so con cama de matrimonio or con cama matrimonial is added to una habitación doble. Let's put the whole phrase together. Quisiera una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio.
Quisiera una habitación doble con cama de matrimonio.
Muy bien. Now, if you want a twin room, that would be a room with two single beds, you could ask for una habitación doble con dos camas.
Una habitación doble con dos camas.
Muy bien. Con dos camas, literally, with two beds. Una cama is a bed. Dos camas, two beds. Una cama.
Una cama.
Dos camas.
Dos camas.
So, quisiera una habitación doble con dos camas.
Quisiera una habitación doble con dos camas.
Muy bien. And if you wanted to ask in a hotel, do you have any twin rooms, for example? Then you could say, tiene... una habitación doble con dos camas.
Tiene una habitación doble con dos camas.
Okay, so we're going to use this word con with a few more situations because we might want to specify what we want in the room. Can you repeat con baño?
Con baño.
Baño is a bath. Con baño.
Con baño.
Or alternatively, you may want to ask for una habitación con ducha.
Conducha.
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 Conducha. Now, this is another example of words that are very similar to words in other languages. For example, in French, we have bain, as in the same root as bagno, and douche, the same root as ducha. Let's add in a couple of other things that you may want to specify when you're ordering your room or reserving your room. Con baño, con ducha, con vistas al mar.
Con vistas al mar.
Any guesses as to what that might be?
A sea view?
A sea view, exactly. Con vistas al mar.
Con vistas al mar.
Literally, with views to the sea. Vistas al mar.
Vistas al mar.
Okay, and equally you may want to ask, con vistas a la montaña.
Con vistas a la montaña.
Which would be?
A view of the mountains.
A view of the mountains, exactly. Let's put some of this into a little exercise now. I'm going to specify a particular type of room, and Cara, you're going to have to ask for this room at the hotel reception. So, starting off, I would like you to ask for a double room with a bath. So the whole sentence, I would like a double room with a bath, please.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño, por favor.
Muy bien. Quisiera una habitación doble con baño, por favor. Okay, what about this one? I would like a single room with a shower and a sea view.
Quisiera una habitación individual con ducha. Was that right? It was a shower.
A shower, yeah. And
con
a sea
ducha
view.
Y vistas al mar.
Muy bien. Quisiera una habitación individual con ducha y con vistas al mar. Or y vistas al mar. Muy bien. One final one. I would like a twin room with a shower and a bath and a view of the mountains.
Quisiera una habitación doble con dos camas y con baño, ducha y vistas a la montaña.
Muy bien, perfecto. Es bastante difícil, but at least when you're actually asking for your room, you'll know what you want from your room. Now, there are two final things that I want to cover in this week's lesson. First of all, we'll cover how many nights are you staying? You may be asked the question, ¿Para cuántas noches?
¿Para cuántas noches?
Okay, so for how many nights? And you can simply say, ¿Para dos noches? ¿Para tres noches? Or indeed, ¿Para una noche? Let's start with una noche. ¿Para una noche?
¿Para una noche?
And why is it una noche?
Because noche is feminine.
Exactly. Para una noche. Para dos noches.
Para dos noches.
Okay. Now, every single week, we use the word week. When we say, see you next week, we say, hasta...
La semana que viene.
Hasta la semana que viene. So the word for a week is una...
Semana.
Semana. Para una semana...
Para una semana.
O para dos semanas.
Para dos semanas.
And so on. So for two nights, for one night, it's using para. One final thing I'd like to cover in this week's programme, and that is, how much does it cost? It's all very well asking for a room and everything, but it's useful to know how much it's going to cost you. So to ask the question, how much does it cost? And this is obviously a very useful question and could become useful in all sorts of different situations. You would say, ¿Cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
Okay, and you might want to say per night, per week, or whatever. So let's try ¿Cuánto cuesta por noche?
¿Cuánto cuesta por noche?
¿Cuánto cuesta por noche?
¿Cuánto cuesta por noche?
Or ¿cuánto cuesta por semana?
¿Cuánto cuesta por semana?
And indeed, you may also want to ask, ¿cuánto cuesta por persona?
¿Cuánto cuesta por persona?
Muy bien. ¿Cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
A really useful phrase.
Por persona means for...
Oh, sorry, yeah. Por persona means per person. Okay.
Yep.
Por persona, sorry. Lo siento mucho. Y ya está. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.